Welcome to another episode of Adding Up the Podcast. I'm your host, Serena.Ryan. This is episode 85, Flicking the Switch, The Power of Focus. Adding Up is inspired because I wanted to have more conversations about money, the awkwardness to be less so through making a point of sharing all my money stories, my mistakes, and my learnings to be better with money as I get myself out of debt and rewrite my financial future. This episode is one where I'm really focusing on, what it is and what it means to not focus on the mess. Focus on what I can control. Before I get into talking about this week's episode, I want to share my highlights of the week. My best saving, my best learning, and money bravery. My best saving this week. My best saving is not spending money. This may sound really simple and completely obvious, but sometimes the most simple things are the best. Making a conscious effort this week to not spend money actually has kept more money in my pocket. The default is to spend it. And I have for 2 weeks now kept my groceries at $100 a week. And considering since the beginning of the year, incrementally, my groceries have increased in cost from being comfortably at $100 a week, tipping out at $156 in a week, on average resting around $140 a week. The last 2 weeks, I've decided to focus more consciously on not spending the money. I have looked for things that were generic brands, and I have looked for things on special to keep the cost down. I'm even having less red meat in our diet to ensure we stay under budget. And I've actually started a veggie garden again, coming into these spring warmer months. And I'm finding that for the last 2 weeks, we are successfully sitting right on $100 for the week. And this conscious effort of that simple question, do not spend money or do I need to spend it, has stopped me from spending and at least reducing spending. Inevitably, some money has to be spent on things, but I've put this filter in place to reduce the expense. And subtly, this little change is adding up to more spare change in my pocket, metaphorically. And I see my best saving this week is actually not spending money. It's amazing how for several months I thought, oh well, price of things have gone up. I have to reallocate my budget and just make sure I have more money for groceries. I'm defying myself by putting it in place that let's go with $100 a week again and see if we can make it work. Is it easy? No, but I'm trying my best and I'll keep you posted on how that keeps going in my budget. So far, 2 weeks in, $100 a week, I'm feeling positive. And, well, my kids, they're getting used to things being a little bit different to what it has been for the last couple of months. And most importantly, at the moment, there's more home baking for the snacks that they want instead of going out and buying processed or fast food as snacks. I'm going to say fast food. I'm talking instead of packet biscuits, it's homemade at home. And the added benefit is I'm actually knowing the ingredients going into it. Is it more taxing on my time? A little bit. But this is also me being conscious of how do I balance out the benefits for my family and for our financial budget. My best learning. As always, there's always learning. And the irony of this is I found myself shutting down to hearing someone new this week. And I was at an event with a speaker. And I was convinced, oh, well, I know the topic. And I found myself having this out-of-body moment of going, I know the topic. And subconsciously shutting off to learning new. And I stopped myself sort of mid thought and went, hang on a minute, I'm an advocate for always learning, because when we're always learning, we have an opportunity to grow and do things in a new way and be better. I stopped myself from shutting down and opened back up. Instead of being resistant to learning, I became open to learning from them. And as a result, I did learn from them. And I took part of what I learned and have already implemented it this week. And that's been a positive impact for my business. That also then has transcended to being on this podcast talking about my financial literacy learning. And the impact of it is, how important is it to always be open to learning from everyone, no matter who they are, where they are at in their life? Because when we do that, we have an opportunity to be better through taking on what people have actually also shared in their life experience and expertise. Is it always going to be relevant to me and my circumstances? No. But if I shut off the learning, I shut off the opportunities. An important reminder for me this week, and a highlight, because since then I've seen so many more opportunities and ways for me to grow and benefit. My money bravery. My goodness. I have been assessing personally and professionally, as I always do, what I spend my money on. And what I noticed this week is I've been looking at maintenance I've been paying for one of my websites, and I have several, and I pulled the pin on paying for that maintenance because I felt like I didn't need to be paying for it anymore. And in the space of 5 days since pulling the pin, I've noticed I may need it. I'm still not 100% sure if I still do, and I've got until the end of the month to reinstate the payment plan without interruption. What that has brought forward for me when I talk about financial literacy and the Adding Up podcast is I'm always looking to reassess how I am. And sometimes you've got to be brave and pull the pin on the thing you don't think you need to spend money on to see if you actually do. A little bit of discomfort or the ability to break something, as in stop paying for it, will then give you an appreciation if you need it in your budget or not. A classic example for me on a personal front was when I shut off and closed my gym membership. And I actually realized I didn't still need it because I found other ways to exercise that don't cost me money, and that was a benefit to me. Is it always going to be the case? No. Am I always reassessing? Yes, I am. I am reconsidering going for fitness memberships now and personal trainer formats. So some really cool formats out there of paying for people who help you through online ways and flexibly through their membership programs, which I'm now considering. Have I spent the money yet? No, I'm still in research phase. Will I spend the money? I'm not sure yet. But this process of not rushing to spend money and stopping paying for things you don't think you need is part of money bravery and what I have actually been reminded of learning this week. Now, this week's episode is a really interesting one for me, as always, and that's why I'm sharing it. Flicking the switch of me and what I've been focusing on is really what has come up for me this week. Focusing on what you don't have and going into that phase of do I need to spend money has been a conscious thing as the cost of living has been increasing. And I have found myself in a space of going, well, hang on a minute, things are going up in cost, so I really have to watch my costs. And I subtly had to put myself in check, noticing that I was focusing what I was spending, and that was actually taking away from what was in my control. At the moment, the cost of living is not something that I can control, but what I can control is my reaction to it. And knowing that I was in this spiral of feeling like I had to conserve money, when you're in a state of having to conserve money, particularly as a business owner in my case, that means that you're not focusing on creating money and earning money, which is something that I need to do to sustain the business. And if you're someone who's running a business, that is a critical thing to know that you have consistent focus on. Do you always need to focus on that? No, but you need to have a certain part of your week at least focusing on that to ensure that you have continuity of business. And I have found I was purely focusing and having a balance that was out of whack, a focus that was on conserving rather than creating. When we focus on something, that is also what we end up getting. And I found that I was not in a good headspace, because what do you do if things are feeling like they're in a negative place? Negativity doesn't help when you're trying to change things and focus on positives. I've tried an interesting exercise, and this is actually something I've done more than once over the years of not just running a business, but also being a productive team member in a business. And I'd like to bring that point up as well. You may not be someone who runs a business and you're listening to this podcast. The life lessons I have are very applicable regardless of where you are in your business or life and your opportunities. Positive mindset are words that would sometimes scare me and also repel me, because I'm like, oh, really? Being positive all the time, is that actually healthy? And I would debate that. We don't have to be positive all the time, but we do need to look for the good to focus on, and know that if we focus on more good than the bad or the possibility of bad, it enables us to see more of the good. And that is what I've found. When I can go back in my memory archive of when I first had to change my mindset of being someone in debt with maxed out credit cards, paying minimum amounts on loans, I had been in that place for years. And I was sustaining. And I would say no one knew what was going on, because I was fulfilling all the payments that were required. And when you can meet your repayments, then no one sees it. No one else is chasing you and saying you need to be paying things, or there's no other red flags going on because you're meeting the requirements. Living like that and then deciding to change it, I didn't realize how strongly I had those habits. And those habits meant that's what I was really starting with as a thought, turning into a reality and sustaining it. I was so focused on making sure I kept up appearances and that I was making my requirements of paying when I needed to, that I wasn't seeing what else I could focus on. So instead of focusing on making sure I had the minimum payment amount to pay on each loan, which I was always successful at doing, I thought, what if I could change that to increase my success and focus on what if I could meet those repayments, that I could also increase the repayments. I could increase what I was paying it off and reduce the debt. And then if I focused on what I'd like to pay myself, then I could not only make the minimum repayments and reduce the debt quickly and pay myself a standard wage, then I could achieve what I wanted in life. And stepping through that process made me see the power of focusing on what I wanted in doing it in steps. Because initially, I had to take it from really that bare minimum approach I had and take it up a notch, and then another notch, and then another notch. And that is another inspiration for how I've named this podcast. All those little changes do add up. This is about adding up positive changes to be where we want to be, instead of focusing on where we are surviving, really. when I sat in a place there for a little while and focused on, well, pardon the pun there, what I had done, I'd gone from looking out and exactly where I wanted to be to lowering my expectations and my view down to where if only I just could have enough to get through the payments. And I didn't even realize it because it was such a subtle shift. That shift that spooked me because of the cost of living and the increases in interest rates, that I had lowered my expectations. Instead of going to where I want to be, I was going back to survival mode. Flicking that switch and again readjusting to looking to where I want to be instead of survival only has put me in a healthier spot. And I wanted to raise it as this week's topic on the podcast, because if you've found yourself slipping into survival mode instead of into thriving mode, I feel that it's good to have some awareness that you're not alone and that you can switch that focus. There are still going to be things you can't control, but if you can control where you are looking, where you are focusing on where you want to be instead of only focusing on just getting through, it will enable you to see more opportunities as you are literally looking up instead of looking down at the ground. And when you can see more opportunities, you have more opportunities to thrive and do better with what you have.